I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hello, ladies. I hope everyone is having a great day. I have something on my heart that I want to share with you. And what I love about these podcasts is I can hop on here. Sometimes I plan them out and God's very specific on this is what I want you to share. But then sometimes I feel like He just wants me to share what's going on in, you know, my personal life. It is so crazy how God just uses every part of our lives to help other people. And I don't know what you're going through today, but my prayer is that whatever it is, the good, the bad, the ugly, that you are encouraged to know that God is going to use it for big things. And you may think, well, how's He going to use me being discouraged? Or how is He going to use me going through this difficult time? And you may just be in the midst of a storm. But I want to tell you that we don't go through things just to experience pain. We are going to experience pain in this world, but what God does, because He remember who our God is. Sometimes we forget because we are such in the midst of the chaos that we forget who our God is. And our God is a God of restoration. Our God will redeem us back to Him. And our God is always fighting for us. Sometimes we just forget. And so this podcast episode is to remind you that you are not alone, number one, but number two, that you always have God fighting for you. And here's what I want to share. So I have been messaging with a sweet, sweet friend of mine. Her name is Pamela, and she lives up in Idaho. So we've just been talking on Facebook the last couple days, but the Lord really has used her in my life. And if you've listened to any of my podcasts in 2019, you know that we're coming out of our wilderness season, walking into a whole brand new season that the Lord has just set before us. And it's exciting and scary at the same time, but it's also been very painful. Okay. And so painful in a sense of, you know, we have had people leave our lives. We have had job changes. We have had family sickness. We have had just one thing after another, honestly. But here's what I know through all of this is that my God is so faithful. And whether you are walking around the wilderness, coming out of the wilderness, you're in the middle of a storm, you're dealing with XYZ, you name it, you list it, you know what's going on in your four walls. I want to encourage you because a lot of times for me, I don't want to experience the pain. I am a very free spirit. I love life. I love people. And I have a difficult time when I'm going through a certain storm or a challenge or a wilderness season because of just my personality. I don't want to experience pain. I want to love life. And so I have been dealing with just kind of, when I say pain, I mean pain, for my loved ones who, you know, Ryan's grandmother is very sick right now. And, you know, pain for our loved ones, we experience this pain because we are going through growing pains in our life. And we are stretching ourselves, and the Lord has blessed my husband with an incredible new job, and this came out of nowhere. And so we are having to adjust a lot of things, but here's the cool thing. This job is more money and less flying. He's a pilot, by the way, if you didn't know that. Less flying, but it is a position for him to still be flexible to be home with us because his me and the kids are his number one priority. He's an amazing, godly man. And the cool thing is that with this, even though we're having to adjust some things right now, fix some things like our calendar, we had to move a trip that we had promised our son, we had to move it, and you know, all of those things. So we're experiencing some growing pains. We're growing into kind of a new little path for us. And so there's just so much going on. So, you know, we've experienced the growing pains. We've experienced pains of relationships. We've experienced pains of negativity, and it coming back to us. And so we've just experienced some pain. And in the past, I would mask the pain. I would try not to feel the pain. I would just, you know, out of sight, out of mind. But this particular season, coming out of the wilderness, I've just grown so much. I guess you could say I ate and drank all the nutrients in the valley, right? Because when you're stuck in the valley, that's where the nutrients, think of a mountain, that's where the nutrients comes down. And I took the opportunity to really lean in, and that's what this episode is all about. So whatever you're going through right now, it's February 2019, we're in our second month of a brand new year. And I have chosen to lean into the pain. And I can tell you it's very difficult. And the only way I can describe it, and guys, just bear with me for a second. This is just on my heart, is have any of y'all have set some goals to work out and hit the gym? Have you been sore? That's the question. Have you been sore? Well, I can tell you that I have worked out 6 days a week. This is my fourth week of doing that. And the last 3.5 weeks, I've not been able to dry my hair because my arms are so sore. I've not been able to, you know, like walk up the stairs. You know, all of those things are difficult, you know, because I'm sore. But guess what? I have shown up every single day at the gym to get stronger, to feel better. And there are some days I show up at the gym and I look at the workout and I have to scale it so bad. And I feel like I stink, you know, because I'm not at the level that some others in the gym. There's all levels in the gym, that's why I love it. And all ages. I work out with my beautiful friend Julie. She's 66 years old. She's so strong and amazing. And so that's what I love about it. But there's days I walk in and I automatically am, you know, insecure or just devastated by the end of the workout because I just feel like I'm not strong like I want to be. And then there's days, like last Friday, I walked in the gym and I killed the workout, like killed it. I went up on deadlift weights. Time-wise, I killed it. I just got a great workout and I felt strong walking in and walking out. And so, but here's what I know. It's painful and it hurts whatever the workout. I like CrossFit right now. I am all about whatever exercise you do to get healthy and feel great, do it. Right now for me, it's CrossFit. It may change in a year. I don't know. But right now that's what I'm into. That's what's getting me there. That's what's helping me get stronger and feel great. And so I'm doing it. So maybe yours is walking to the mailbox or doing a step class or boot camp or whatever. Just do it. Just get active and do it. But you have to go on the hard days and you have to go on the easy days. And you have to go regardless of how you feel. And I think that's what, as we walk into 2019, and my family in particular, and maybe you can relate to this, I feel like that there are days where it just hurts. You know, it hurts that some friendships I had in the past have not carried into this year. It hurts that there's some negativity, you know, that is around my name with some people, because I don't want to be misunderstood. I want to make sure that everyone knows my heart. But the reality is I don't have a voice, right? Like no one, you know, so it can be so painful. And so there's days where we wake up in the morning and my husband and I, we feel great. Our kids are behaving. We're doing great. We are excited about this new job. But then we'll wake up and there's days where we get a call, you know, and hey, Ryan, your grandma is really sick. And we actually drove for the day to spend some time with her to Middle Tennessee the other day, just so we could go and kiss her and spend time with her. And you know, it's painful. It hurts. It hurts. But we still have to walk through it. And we have to lean into it, but you have to lean into God, not lean into your storm or your chaos or your circumstance. You've got to lean into God. And I'll tell you, I have had weeks. Last week was a week that I leaned into my circumstance and I leaned into my feelings and I felt defeated and I just felt exhausted, and I had a great conversation with one of my mentors in business, and he reminded me of just the reality of my situation of you just have to show up when it hurts. You have to show up when it feels good. And it just, it's like, yes, that's what I've been doing in CrossFit. But here's what I've also been doing. If you listened to my podcast last week, I talked about being an includer and how my CrossFit gym is like that. You have to surround yourselves with people who are going to point you to Christ. Don't surround yourself with people who are negative, okay? I've done that, and I'm not doing it again in my life. You have to surround yourself with people who are going to point you to Christ, not also just tell you what you want to hear. And so as you lean in to God in the midst of your circumstance, and maybe you're like me, it's day by day. Some days you feel great and you feel encouraged, and then some days you don't. But, you know, there's some scriptures that the Lord has really, encouraged my heart with on the days that I read them. The days that I was defeated was the days that I didn't open up my Bible. That was the days that I was leaning into my feelings. And what I've realized, especially through my friend Pam that I was just telling you about, she sent me this thing about today, about just being who God created me to be and not worrying about anything else, that I'm only responsible for me. And I can say that I have been kind and I have stayed obedient to Christ in my life. And some people don't like that, and that's okay. I want to remind you ladies that we've got to lean in to Christ. And there's lots of scriptures that I've read recently that has just encouraged me. But one scripture that I love is actually in James. This is James 1, verses 2 and 3. It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." And what I love about this is it, ladies. This, when you are going through a circumstance or a storm, or you're walking into a new season and you're just feeling a little bit unfamiliar, you're not sure what to do, you feel a little bit lost, that's me. But it's exciting because this is what faith is all about. This is it right here. My husband, he has just been an incredible man of God walking through this, you know, interview and getting this big job. And, you know, he's having to tell his boss that he's leaving, that he, you know, flew for. And it's hard, you know, he doesn't want to let people down. And of course, he'll do the right thing and work out a notice and things like that. But regardless, you doing the hard things is, it hurts. And doing the hard things, it can be so difficult emotionally, and it can make you just have all these certain feelings. And that's okay to have the feelings, but this is where our faith comes in. You know, produce perseverance. I'm not going to the gym 6 days a week so I can just feel weak and tired. No, I am going to the gym to produce perseverance. I am opening up the Word of God and reading Scripture to produce my faith. I am going to church and allowing the pastor to pour into me truth, the truth of God, so I can grow my faith. I am calling my mentor and my friend Pam and saying, "Hey, I need prayer. You know, is there any scripture or some truth that you can speak back into me?" And it matters who those people are. It can't just be anybody. It has to be somebody that you know it has their own relationship with Jesus, and that's going to point you to Christ. And so when you lean into the pain, it is facing it. It is having the courage to look it in the eye and say, "I am here and you are there, but I know who I am. And I know that I am experiencing and I'm producing perseverance because I am growing my faith by facing it face to face." And so it takes courage. It takes hurt. It takes lots of, days of encouragement, days of defeat. But you have to do it regardless of how you feel. So don't lean into your feelings. I want you to lean into the Word of God. What do you think Jesus did, knowing that as he walked this earth and experienced rejection after rejection, and especially from one of his own disciples who went against him, that eventually brought him to ultimately his destiny? He knew that he was on this earth to die, which would give all of us life. Think about that for a second. The God of the universe that flung the universe into existence, that created each one of us, sent his son to be rejected. So if you're feeling rejection, guess what? So did Jesus. If you're feeling defeated, guess what? So did Jesus. He walked in the wilderness where the enemy of the world, Satan, tempted him. And every single time he was tempted, Jesus quoted back God's word to him. And so that right there is faith. We are producing faith. You are growing spiritually. And so sometimes you have to redefine success in your life. A lot of people could look an outside in and say, wow, you know, with her business, you know, she's really not up there at the top. She's not succeeding. But guess what? I'm being obedient to Christ in my life right now, and it may look different than what people expect, but who am I listening to? Who am I living my life for? Is it to validate other people's opinions, or am I living for an audience of one? And I love that, living for an audience of one. That's what matters most. Lean into the pain. Lean into the defeat. Face the season. Face the giant, face the fear, face the discouragement, face the defeat head on, look it in the face and say, you know what? I don't know what to do in this situation. This is very unfamiliar, but I'm going to lean into Christ. I'm going to lean into the word of God, and I'm going to allow this to produce the perseverance that I know he can do. And then I want you to dive into the book of Psalms, and I want you to read Psalms aloud, and I want you to allow scripture to remind you how God is fighting for us and how we can seek refuge in him. I cannot, you can tell I'm very passionate about it, that I'm experiencing this in a very raw and real way. It's scary. And like I said, I have had days, even just recently, that I just like, oh my gosh, like I could do this. I can get up and face the day. I can do this. My life, my daily to-do list, my tasks, it looks different right now. And I know that what I am doing is exactly where Christ has me and what he wants our family to do. And I am just leaning on his promise. There are so many promises in the Bible. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather lean into God's promise that you know will be 100% come to fruition versus a promise from a person or a promise from a job or a promise from this or a promise from that. All of those are fleeting. I mean, it says in the Bible that even our own hearts deceive us. We can't even go by our feelings or our own heart. We have to lean into Christ, and we have to go by what God's word says. And so read Psalms aloud. That's my challenge to you this week. Read Psalms aloud. Dive into that book of the Bible. Read it out loud. Don't read it to yourself. I want you to claim it over your house, claim it over your life, claim it over your family. I want you to lean into pain because you know that God has already gone before you and he's already fighting for you. You are not alone. Put in the armor of God. Dive into the book of Ephesians 6 and know what it looks like to put on the armor of God every day, and know that you've got to protect your heart and mind. Sometimes we have to jump off social media and dive into the word of God. Sometimes we have to stop surrounding ourselves with the wrong people and start surrounding yourselves with the right people. Whatever you have to do, I want you to get in action to where you can lean in to God more than your feelings or anyone else. So I love you, ladies. I hope you have a wonderful day, and y'all be blessed. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.